Welcome everybody, shiur number 1551. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lirafua Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah Shatakadav Rifua Shalema Bekarav Mamish. Okay, getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah, we're trying to go through a little bit the halachas of Shtari Hedyaitis, finish up, and then get Bezras Hashem start the halachas of Moksa. So we established the fact, fine, so that's all good and nice. You can't look at all these various different bank statements, contracts, bills on Shabbos. Okay, I just want to go through a few quick examples in reference to what we were talking about, what exactly are Shtari Hedyaitis, which we mentioned some of them. So he says, first of all, the Chayzer is like a contract. He brings down Osa La'ayim. Because you can look into a contract of buying and selling and so on, these various different type of things. Because again, you're dealing with Mimsei Chefsecha, Kevin Shekosev, basically, Nyerim Mamun, V'yesh Emim Sha'asa Gam Mishum Shechashin and Shamayim Chayk. Obviously, you're looking at a contract you might come to erase very easily. Kadei L'shan is Advarim Shechsevim B'sham, right? I'd rather have this in the contract, that in the contract. He brings down also a taxiv, taxiv like a budget, right? The person has a budget written down on a paper, very different type of a budget, right? I need so much and so much for my expenses and so on. So it's like a budget, this type of a thing. Obviously, we could all understand, besides the fact of Mimsai Chafsecha, right? You're dealing with money over here, and you're dealing with how much a person needs to live, or whatever the case might be, or for the business, or it doesn't make a difference. When we're talking about these things, it doesn't make a difference. Household budget, or a budget for the business, you might come to erase very simply, right? We could all understand. He brings then also Sifrei Cheshbonos, right? This is like, you have the expression in English, let's take a look at the books. Let's see what we have, right? I don't know how much today is more on computer, whatever. In the olden days, let's look at the books, right? The Cheshbonos is a lot of times, those of us who are a little bit older remember in the old groceries. I remember when I was much younger, even as a kid, even more so, many times people, whatever, they wrote down, it wasn't on computer, they didn't have computers, so they wrote it down in like a notebook, right? That these notebooks, this customer owes this much, the other customer owes this amount, right? And sometimes a person will buy it, they'll say, put it on my cheshbon, right? The store owner has to write it down in the book on the right page. So that's like Sifrei Cheshbonos. You're looking at the books, who owes what, or whatever the case might be, or how much has to be spent, and it's sort of like a budget type of a thing. So obviously, we're not talking about computers over here, obviously a phone, we're dealing with, that's not even the issue. It's sitting on a person's desk, and the book, the Sifrei Cheshbonos, right, his book with all the various different people who owe him money, possibly, or people who the person might owe money or whatever, this is all Sifrei Cheshbonos, and let's say it's open on a person's desk, so, right, and they're not touching it, and they're moving, not even a question of muksa, so the same thing, one is not allowed to start reading that on Shabbos. Usher, he says you can't start looking into these things. The Cheshbonos, obviously, we understand. Mimsa Chefsecha, we understand. And also, very simply, this person could very simply come to start erasing, right? This person I owe was $20. Oh, I really owe him $15. I paid him $5 less, whatever the case is, right? So that's a very important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so these things we could understand could be either a book, right, a notebook, or could be even just a paper itself. A person might have a paper, on their desk, even a small paper, with four or five different things that they have to pay this one money or that one money, whatever. Cheshbonos, as we understand, calculations from during the week that one is not supposed to look at on Shabbos. Now, just real quickly, again, we're not, I just want to, he happens to mention the Isra of Tiltal over here and all these things where you're not allowed to move all these things, right? Bills, contracts, bank statements, and all the things. And a person should keep in mind when they get their mail also, you're not supposed to go start getting the mail because all these things are mixed in. And it's Isra of Tiltal, all these things are muksa, muksa also. It's not just a question of reading them. It's a question that obviously they are muksa. And many of these things he brings down fall under the category muksa machmas chasar and kiss, which is a very strict category of muksa, which we're going to see Bezras Hashem, talking about Muksa because we're going to start Muksa. So now, but Muksa Machmas Chaser and Kiss is a very strict category of Muksa. I mean, all of Muksa, obviously, you can't just move, but we're going to see that certain times, certain things could be moved certain ways. But Chaser and Kiss is very, very problematic, and you have to be very careful. The person just goes and says, well, I'm going to go get the meal. Okay, you have bank statements, you have contracts, you have bills, you have checks, or whatever. This all falls under Shtarei Deitis, and it's all usher to move. And you can't even move it. You know, but he brings down also that you're not allowed to move these things. Even it's in a place, let's say it might get ruined, whatever, you know, right? The bills, I don't want to keep them. I might lose them, whatever. I want to move them because I might lose them or whatever. Mishum dehave muksa machmas chasar kis. You can't just go and start moving them around. They might get lost. They might get ruined. They might get this, whatever the case is. I'll go move it here, move it there. That you're not allowed to do. So one has to be careful. So it's not just the reading of these things, it's the moving of these things, right? And many times a person has it on their desk and they're afraid it might fall off the desk into the garbage, a piece of paper, whatever, you know, or the kid might move it, the kid might take it. So a person has to be careful in all these case and times not to move these bills, contracts, budgets, or all these things that we have been talking about. So you have reading is usur, and the moving is usur. So one has to be careful, and just to keep in mind, in conjunction with the mail, which we'll try and get a little bit more into when we talk about the halachas of muksa. Thank you for listening. Kol tov.